Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ray Taylor from InspiredDisorder.com. Haven't done Audio Boo in over a year. Been working on a lot of other stuff. Really trying to get the Inspired Disorder studio set up so I can start working on artwork. The only thing holding me back, really, in that is it's a detached garage that I'm setting up the studio in, and I need to be able to clean my brushes, and basically I need a sink out there, and there's no running water. So I'm trying to put together a self-contained wash system, I guess, which I have all the pieces to, except for the water pump that goes from the fresh water to the sink. I need a different size fitting for the hose. Anyway, but as soon as that goes, everything is pretty much all ready to go, so I can start painting again and working on other projects similar to that. But I've also been thinking a lot about starting the Inspired Disorder podcast up again. It's been a long time. I definitely don't want to do the podcast the same way. I loved the podcast that we did. We did like 30 episodes or so with my buddies Justin and Derek. But I ended up with that one. I had the desire, this need, felt. I had the feeling that I needed to structure it and make it specific to a certain category of topics that we would talk about, and we kind of settled on geek and art topics, which we had a lot more talking about the geek side of it, and technology and whatnot, more so than the art side of it, mainly because there just wasn't a whole lot to talk about with that. So it, and the structure of it, and having to kind of conform to a certain layout just didn't work and ended up burning me out. But I would really like to start doing a podcast again, but just make it more general discussion. That way we could talk about anything at all, you know, and of course technology and art and things like that will definitely come up. But then I could talk about, if I wanted to talk about an upcoming UFC fight that I'm interested in watching or totally stoked about, and we get guests on, or I have somebody else on the podcast or other people on the podcast that are interested, then I could just talk about that because it doesn't have to fit into whatever type of show we're doing. So I don't know. I'm really thinking about it. Got to talk to, really like to get my buddy Justin back on the show. I don't think Derek would be able to. He just recently got married and had a kid, and he's busy working and all that stuff, and I don't know if he would be able to join us, but maybe get him on a couple times, you know, for old time, like a reunion type show. But I'd really like to get Justin on and, you know, possibly some other people. I don't know if I'd want to co-host or if Justin would even be interested in doing it regularly, but I would like to do it and bring people in as much as possible. Mostly kind of inspired by the Joe Rogan podcast, which I'm completely addicted to. And if you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/RayTaylor, or talk to me in person, I'm always bringing that up or referencing that podcast. I love it. It's super entertaining. It goes in every which direction, super funny and super deep discussions about a lot of what if stuff. And you know, I don't know, it's like every single thing that they talk about, whether it be stand up comedy, MMA, you know, just mind bending, psychedelic talk or pot talk or whatever, super interesting, and it's never boring. And, I would like to try and do something similar to that, where it's just a group of friends talking about things that they're interested in. And I think if you do that right, then you can make it entertaining. And I'm pretty sure we can make it entertaining. But I'd, you know, I don't know, maybe not, but I'd like to try it anyway. So that might be coming back on. So the studio and that. And I mean, the one bad thing, the one downside to the podcast, wouldn't be a downside to the podcast, but one thing that could potentially hold us back from actually talking about whatever the hell we want, because I'm not a comedian. I have a day job. Most companies nowadays have policies where if you talk bad about the company or talk about the company you work for or criticize things like that, that you can get terminated, which is true with my day job, and true with many of my friends' day jobs. So, and then also possibly, I would assume, depending on what topics we're talking about, we could get fired, or, you know, a guest. Like, I don't want to have a friend on that's afraid to talk about smoking weed, because they have a job that has a no drug policy. I mean, they could just be a person that smokes on vacation or at night, or, you know, they don't smoke at work necessarily, but they do happen to do that recreationally or for medical reasons. But if their place of employment found out, they could get terminated. And that kind of lack of freedom in what we would be able to talk about kind of sucks. And I would prefer not to have to worry about something like that when having a discussion with anybody, either me personally having to censor myself from what I say, or from, you know, my friends or guests coming on that might be discouraged from talking about whatever topics they want. I want people to have the freedom to talk about and discuss and bring up whatever topic they would like to talk about. So, I don't know. It's kind of a tricky thing in this new age, especially with companies stalking their employees online. We'll see. But I'd like to, I might actually, after doing this, I might shoot Justin a tweet or a text and see if he wants to get together and just record a podcast, maybe tomorrow or something. I don't know. Just something that I've wanted to do, and I don't want to have the hassle of trying to put a show together with topics and stuff like that. I don't want to have to structure it. I just want it to be more of a free-form discussion, to where we can talk about anything and just have fun. And, you know, hopefully people like it and listen to it. But I do enjoy just the ability to have a conversation with somebody. And having a conversation with somebody on a podcast is a completely different forum than if you're just talking normally. It's like not a whole lot of small talk. It's a lot more focused. You're not as distracted as you would, you know, at a bar or whatever, just having a discussion with somebody. So you can stay focused and you can dig deep and, you know, and you talk about whatever. I don't know. It's definitely a form of expression that I miss doing and want to start doing it again. So studio hopefully coming up soon. It takes forever. It seems like my body keeps breaking down. Either I'm having back problems, or more recently I'm having crazy forearm problems from installing a new exhaust fan in the guest bathroom at my place. And then also just re-aggravating it from the recent events of the holidays. But anyway, so slowly but surely it's all coming together, a lot slower than I'd hoped. But there are plans for more stuff, and hopefully within the next few days there'll be a new, if you're subscribed to the Inspired Disorder podcast on iTunes, it should still be in there. Hopefully I don't have to set all that stuff up again, because that's kind of annoying. But if you're subscribed, hopefully you'll be getting a new episode popping up in your iTunes here pretty soon. But anyway, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/RayTaylor. You can check out, I kind of redesigned the website, inspireddisorder.com. Still need to work on that too. I have too many unfinished projects I'm working on, and it annoys me. And I need to complete one of them so it feels good. I need to feel good, damn it. So hopefully I'll be starting to knock some of this stuff off my to-do list and finally finishing some shit. But anyway, yeah, follow me on Twitter, check out the website. Feel free to, on the website, feel free, you can ask me questions in the contact page if you go to inspireddisorder.com/contact. There's a thing on there. I have a VU site. Basically, you ask me questions. You can send it to me anonymously. It doesn't matter. And then I reply with a video response. So it's kind of a cool way, a different way, I guess, for people to get to know me. If you have any questions at all about me, I don't care what your question is, just feel free, ask away. Type in your thing. If you don't want me to know who it is, that's completely fine. You can send the question anonymously, and then I'll post it up as a video reply. And if you want, you can check out, you can also follow, I have an Inspired Disorder Twitter account. There's no E in disorder on the Twitter account. Mostly, I have a collection of stories that people that account follows that get combined into like a cyber newspaper type of thing. It's called Le Manifeste Disorder, French for the Disorder Manifest, or the Manifest of Disorder. And a lot of it is because I follow a lot of artists and other things on that Twitter account. It collects videos, stories, pictures that people post. So there's a lot of cool videos, inspirational videos, art videos, pictures as well, and a lot of stories. So check out that, follow that Twitter account. I don't post a lot up there. It's mostly updates, but do that. And, hope everybody has a good day. And hopefully soon, Inspired Disorder Podcast. So peace out, people.